One-third of our nation's food supply is tossed into trash bins behind homes, restaurants, stores, and schools, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A newly published federal guide, co-authored by Fayetteville sustainability expert Melissa Terry, teaches youngsters how to stem school cafeteria food waste. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media takes us to lunch at Owl Creek School in Fayetteville to see how it works.
Cheese ravioli, pizza, fresh fruit, milk, and salad are on Owl Creek's school lunch menu today. Custodian Becky Ramey stands by as the children eat their lunch. She says kids are notoriously fussy and often just not really hungry, so most of the food ends up in the trash.
Yes, 75%.
But instead of scraping their uneaten lunch into garbage barrels, a select group of fifth and sixth graders, assisted by green team classmates, place leftovers into buckets marked milk, fruit, raw veggies, and cooked foods for measuring. Unopened packaged items are also collected and set aside. Fifth grade science teacher Matt Pledger helps, praising students who've eaten all their food.
That's a good looking plate. That's what I'm talking about. Any milk in that? There is? All right.
University of Arkansas Political Science graduate student Melissa Terry designed and tested this school food waste audit.
What this process does is help them to see each component of what's on their tray. And then we capture that, literally, in buckets. And then we get to use our science, technology, engineering, and math skills and do some STEM-based lesson plans of weighing each of the buckets and recording the data, learning how to make spreadsheets, learning how to make bar graphs. So the students, they take this process on, and then they use their skills that they learn at school to evaluate what's going on in their real world.
Melissa Terry, a school food conservation project manager with World Wildlife Fund, collaborated with U.S. Department of Agriculture and Environmental Protection Agency to produce a federal guideline on conducting school food waste audits, newly published online.
So we worked on that for about a year, and then it went through peer review for about another year. So that between two federal agencies and all the legal teams on each federal agency, etc. And then it just got published last Monday. It's on the USDA's website. If you can just Google USDA student food waste audit, and it pops up on the USDA's food waste front page. So in any school in the country can use it and feel confident that they are doing exactly what the agencies that are guiding their space want them to do.
Matt Pledger says food waste audits at Owl Creek School are changing the way students select and consume food.
The amount of waste is going down. Weekly, we're decreasing our food waste. And it's really incredible to see and to talk to the kids about how that's helping their community and their environment and the difference that they're making just here in this one cafeteria.
And a table full of Owl Creek students say the project has for sure influenced their lunchroom behavior.
I'm wasting less food, yes, because I'm eating all of it. Food is delicious.
Eating what we take and taking what we're gonna eat.
Are just like sharing food to other people and they're eating that.
Rather than pitching their uneaten fruits and packaged snacks, more children are placing the items on share tables in the cafeteria for others to consume. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.